ब्रह्म विभव श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर आशीष गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपद श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गौर धाम की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद धाम की जय। गांग जमन तो श्री भक्ति देवी की जय। हरि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। समदत्त भक्तवृंद की जय। गौ प्रेमानंदी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नमो विष्णुराय विष्णु सागरनाय श्रीमने भगवान स्वामी नित्यनामने नमस्ते सारस्वतदेव गौरवाणी प्रसादेन श्रीमारी प्रसाद सुरेश चरणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर श्री भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे
हरे। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4, Chapter 29, Verse 6. Sakaya,
Sakaya,
Indriya,
Indriya,
Gana,
Gana,
Gyanam,
Gyanam,
Karma,
Karma,
Cha,
Cha,
Yat,
Yat,
Shrutam,
Shrutam,
Sakya,
Sakya,
Tad,
Tad,
Ritayah,
Ritayah,
Pranah,
Pranah,
Pancho,
Pancho,
Ritir,
Ritir,
Yatoragaha,
Yatoragaha,
Sakaya, Indriya, Gana,
Sakaya, Indriya, Gana,
Gyanam karma cha yat kṛtam sakyastad vṛttaya prāṇa pañca vṛttir yat horagaḥ Sakaya,
male friends,
Indriya Gana,
senses,
Gyanam,
knowledge,
Karma,
activity,
also,
Yatpratam,
done by the senses, Sakya,
female friends,
thought of the senses, Ritaya,
engagements,
Prana,
life,
Pancharati, having five processes.
Yata,
like
Uraga,
serpent. Translation of the five working senses and five senses that acquire knowledge are all male friends of Puranjani. The living entity is assisted by these senses in acquiring knowledge and engaging activity. The engagements of the senses are known as girlfriends, and the serpent, which was described as having five heads, is the life air acting within the five circulatory processes. Purport. Krishna Bhaira Mukhaya Bhogavancha Kare Nikrista Maya Kare Japitaya Dhare. Because of desire to enjoy the material world, the living entity is dressed with the material gross and subtle bodies. Thus he is given a chance to enjoy the senses. The senses are therefore the instruments for enjoying the material world. Constantly the senses have been described as friends. Sometimes because of too much sinful activity, the living entity does not get a material gross body but hovers in a subtle platform. That's called ghostly life. Because it is not possessing a gross body, he creates a great deal of trouble in a subtle body. Thus the presence of the ghost is horrible for those who are living in a gross body. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the foolish cannot understand how a living entity quit his body nor can understand what sort of body he enjoys. Under the spell of the modes of nature. But one whose eyes are trained in knowledge can see all this. The living entities are merged into the life, air of life, which acts in different ways for circulation. There is prana, apana, udana, vyana, and samana. And because the life air functions in this five-fold way, it is compared to the five-footed serpent. The soul passes through the kundalini chakra like a serpent crawling on the ground. The life air is compared to a uraga of a serpent. Pancharitti is a desire to satisfy the senses, attracted by five sense objects, namely form, taste, sound, smell, touch. Text 7, the 11th attendant, who is the commander of the others, who is known as a mind, who is the leader of the senses, both in acquisition of knowledge and the performance of the work. The Panchala kingdom is that atmosphere in which the five sense objects are enjoyed. Within that Panchala kingdom is the city of the body, which has nine gates. Therefore, the mind is the center of all activities described here as Vrita, Bala, very powerful. To get out of the clutches of Maya and material existence, one has to control the mind. According to training, the mind is a friend and an enemy of the living entity. If one gets a good manager, his estate is very nicely managed. If the manager is a thief, his estate is spoiled. Similarly, in his material condition of existence, the living entity gives power of attorney to his mind. As such, he is liable to be misdirected by his mind into enjoying sense objects. The Amrish Maharaj therefore first engages his mind upon the lotus feet of the Lord. When the mind is engaged in meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord, the senses are controlled. The system of control is called Yama, and this means enjoying the senses. One who can subdue the senses is called a Gosan. If one cannot control the mind, is called a Dasa. The mind directs the activities of the senses, which are expressed in different outlooks, as described in the next verse. Translation of the five working senses and the five senses that acquire knowledge for all male friends and conjugal living entities. Assisted by these senses in acquiring knowledge and engaging in activity. The engagement of the senses are known as girlfriends and the serpents, which was described as having five pressures of the life there, acting within the five circulatory processes. The 11th attendant, who is the commander of the others, is known as the mind. He is the leader of the senses, both in acquisition of knowledge and in the forms of work. The Panchala kingdom is the atmosphere in which the five sense objects are enjoyed. Then that Panchala kingdom is the city of the body, which has nine gates. So here's a further description of the symbolic significance of the story which was previously told. So there it was mentioned that there were, along with the queen, there were attendants, 11 attendants actually, and there was a snake. So these are explained in these verses. The 10 attendants are the senses. We have gross senses made up of jnana indriya and karma indriya, those which gather knowledge and those which perform certain activities and help the jiva attain his desires. So the knowledge-gathering senses are used to bring in information to the jiva. So we get visual things, forms coming in through the eye, and smell through the nose, sound through the ear, taste through the tongue, and touch sensations through the skin. So these are the five basic knowledge-gathering senses, and it's through this that the jiva can ultimately get enjoyment. So these combine with the action senses, karmendriya, such as the voice and the hands and the feet. And these are used to assist the knowledge-gathering senses. Together, they will get enjoyment for the jiva, parancha. Yeah. But there is some other factors. So we have one, we have the mind, and of course we have the intelligence before, and we have the snake, that is the pranas. So the five-footed snake represents the five major pranas. Now, of course, there are 10 pranas in the body, five are secondary, so the five main ones are mentioned here. And without these pranas operating, the senses in the body cannot operate properly. So they're also necessary. So of course pranas are also material. Prana means life, but actually it's not life, it's just an aspect of vayu, which is air element. So it's not real life, it's the air transformation of Vayu, which helps support life. That's prana. So that's represented by the snake. So it's also material. And the senses are material, the mind is material, the intelligence is material. So all of these things are material objects which are helpful to the jiva to enjoy in the material world. So basically we have a body for a jiva which has a limitation. It's got a certain shape and a limitation on it. And then that body interacts with the rest of the world, and this is how the jiva gets its enjoyment. It does not enjoy on its own. It enjoys because it contacts things in this material world. So it does that through the senses, the knowledge gathering senses and the action senses. This is the means by which the jiva contacts objects so you can enjoy in the material world. So, of course, material objects are there and we're using material means, the material senses and mind and intelligence, etc. All these things are material. So we use material things to get material enjoyment. And then we have the jiva sitting there. So the jiva actually is quite different from everything, but because of bewilderment, he doesn't realize that he's different from the snake and the senses and the sense objects, etc. And of course we have the other element, that is the friend, unknown friend, that is Supreme Lord. He's also there, but unnoticed by the jiva. So the jiva connects with the mind and the intelligence and the senses and the sense objects and the pranas, and in this way he experiences sense objects, tanmatras in the material world through objects around him, and gets his enjoyment. So this is basically what Paranjana was doing, the jiva. So it's all based on illusion. Because of bewilderment, Paranjana is acting in this way with the material body. And when illusion is given up, then he will have no more attachment to all these different things in the material body, and with striving for enjoyment through the material senses. So this is the basic explanation of the story of Paranjana in the material world. So here is mentioned that we have the pranas acting along with the body, and then we have the mind mentioned in text 7. So it's often classed with the senses. It's called like the 11th sense. It's also called the internal sense. Because the other senses interact with the material world, with the eye, we contact objects in the world, with the hand, we touch objects, etc. So the 10 senses, they interact with the outer world. The mind doesn't do that. It takes the information from the knowledge-gathering senses and working senses, and then internally it acts. So its function is not external, but internal. But it is instrumental in collating all the information along with the intelligence. And in this way, the jiva gets memory. We can remember previous experiences. Of course, it stores things first of all, and then by memory, we can recall certain events. So it stores the events and the sensations and experiences, and then it can pull them out and help us discover what is the good one or what is the bad one, etc. So this is what the mind is doing. And then the intelligence is also there. And what the intelligence does then, the intelligence directs the senses, the knowledge-gathering senses and the action senses out into the material world based upon the information which is stored in the mind. this is good, this is bad, whatever. And then the senses go out and try to get good things and avoid bad things, and the action senses, they act to either avoid or get these things. So they all combine together, they assist each other in getting enjoyment for the jiva in the material world. So the mind is called the internal sense. This is separated from the intelligence, who was the queen. So she's somewhat in a different category, because function is somewhat different from the mind, which stores everything, etc. The mind actually is the means of discrimination for the jiva. But in the material world, of course, that intelligence is used to get enjoyment based upon the information given by the mind, or to avoid pain, which was also experienced by the jiva. So the intelligence simply helps in this whole process. So all of this together is actually part of maya, and the jiva is separate from this, but by his ignorance he is accepting this as himself, and he's accepting all this as his enjoyment. So previously it was mentioned aham mama, this idea of illusion is there. So one thinks in terms of the body as being yourself, and you're thinking of objects we enjoy in the world as mine, my objects of enjoyment. So this is the illusion of all the jivas in the material world. And it is very difficult to get out of this illusion. So ultimately, the only way one can do this is with some assistance. So we have the unknown friend who is trying to help. And then externally, we have, in this case, we have the Brahmana who comes and gives instructions to the queen, Queen Vaidarbhi. So we will get devotees of the Lord who give instructions to the jiva. So it's only by this process that the jiva can begin to get rid of this ignorance. And similarly, we have Narada Muni giving instructions to Prashnabahi, so that he can get out of illusion also. So the jiva on his own gets bewildered and cannot really understand the situation once he's in this material body. So that was the case of Paranjana. He couldn't figure out anything beyond enjoyment in that material body. So therefore it requires enlightenment through another source. So that would be the devotees of the Lord and the Lord himself. In this case, of course, the external source was also the Lord. The Supreme Lord came as the Brahmana and helped the jiva also in that way. So, internally, we have the Paramatma to help the jiva when he is favorable. And then externally, we have devotees of the Lord who act on behalf of the Lord. So these are the two sources of getting rid of the ignorance of the jiva. Otherwise, it is impossible to do.
So the whole problem is only due to identification with all this.
Yeah.
This idea.
Yeah.
Soul is another.
Of course, why do we have the identity? It's because we desire our own enjoyment. And that is the root cause. That ignorance is the root cause. And this gives birth to ahankara, and that gives birth to identification, and all the enjoyment happens after that. So to reverse the process then, we counter that enjoyment, our desire for enjoyment, with the desire to give the enjoyment to the Supreme Lord. That's all. So that is why bhakti works as a process of destroying ignorance and ahamkara and karma, etc. Because it reverses the tendency of the jiva himself. Well, yeah, it is material by its substance because it is a material element, but it can be used, just like the senses can also be used spiritually, and they can help the jiva attain liberation from the world and prema, so that they become useful to the jiva when they're engaged in service of the Lord. Otherwise, they carry out the material functions. If one goes out of the material world, one does not take that mind with. That's material. That must be discarded. Gross and subtle bodies are both discarded by the jiva when he is out of the material world.
Why is that the soul is not given the opportunity to enjoy separately the spiritual senses? The desire may be there for the soul to enjoy, but it is not given an opportunity to enjoy the spiritual senses. It's only given a material body to enjoy.
Well, if you want to enjoy for yourself, you cannot do so with spiritual senses. Spiritual senses are not meant for that. So therefore, you get a material body to enjoy for yourself. If you want to give the enjoyment to Krishna, fine, you get spiritual senses. If you enjoy for yourself, you cannot use spiritual senses for that.
For a jiva to shift this consciousness from the material to spiritual consciousness, very strong jiva to jiva, he creates attachment.
Of course, it will depend upon the condition of the jiva and his past experiences. It will depend upon the mercy given by devotees, etc., and how many devotees give mercy or whatever. It depends on the Lord himself, all three factors. And of course, the endeavor of the jiva.
The absence of this gross body is called gross vidya. The absence of the gross body itself is a gross vidya.
Yes.
The absence of the gross body is a gross vidya.
Yeah. Subtle body, which is also material, is there. And that holds his mind and his subtle senses and his karmas, etc., and his desires. So he still wants to enjoy in the material world, but he hasn't got an external means of enjoying.
From one body to the other body, should you take immediately or do you take some time?
It depends on the condition of the jiva. What happens? Usually it takes some time.
But that time is not a grossly body. I mean, the time it takes.
Well, he may be in hell, he may be, which is a subtle body also. We don't call that a ghost and such because he's not wandering around some particular place. Or he may just, maybe some time before he gets the other body, he may not be a ghost. It just takes some time to get the next body.
లోపల నుంచి కృష్ణతోడ మర్చి